Hey guys, coming up today on Sports Spectrum, Pastor Denny Duran, who's actually not a pastor. He's the head football coach at Evangel Christian Academy. If you have Amazon Prime, I hope you've discovered this new series, God, Family, and Football. It's free. It's on the Amazon Prime app in the freebie area there in Amazon, and it's wonderful. It's amazing. It came out September 1st. If you haven't watched it yet, that's what we're going to talk about today with Denny Duran, who is the featured head coach of Evangel Christian Academy. That team is featured in the series God, Family, and Football. I loved it. I loved it so much watching it. Can't recommend it more. And I think you're going to get a real big kick out of learning the story and the journey of Denny Duran, the head coach at Evangel Christian Academy. He played his college football at Louisiana Tech. He was inducted into the Louisiana Tech Hall of Fame, two-time national champion, 1973 Southland Conference MVP. He was a pretty good football player. Man, does he have stories to share with you all here today on Sports Spectrum. Pastor Denny Duran coming up in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about our friends at Operation Christmas Child. They've been reaching millions of children each year with the good news of Jesus Christ through simple shoebox gifts. Since 1993, listen to this, more than 209 million children in over 170 countries and territories have received a shoebox gift, and anyone can pack one. Anyone can pack a shoebox and help send joy to a child in need with Operation Christmas Child. You can pack a shoebox with fun toys, school supplies, and personal care items, and then bring it to a drop-off location during National Collection Week, November 13th through the 20th, 2023, or you can fill a shoebox and do one online. The good news of Jesus Christ is shared alongside your gift, and each child is invited to join a discipleship program. How cool is that? Learn how to pack a shoebox, view gift suggestions, and find your nearest drop-off 24-hour location by visiting SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. SamaritansPurse.org/OCC with Operation Christmas Child. He is Pastor Denny Duran. He's the head coach at Evangel Christian Academy. He's also a pastor. We're lots to talk about with the new show on Amazon Freevee, God, Family, and Football. It's streaming there right now for free on Freevee on the Amazon Prime app. Pastor Denny, welcome to Sports Spectrum, sir.
Thank you so much, Jason. It's so good to be with you. I've looked forward to this.
Yeah, me too. I've been watching the series. I got through all six episodes, loved it, had a great time. I feel like I know you so well now, and we haven't even talked until this moment. We're going to get to the series in a second. I want to talk all about how it came about, but I want to talk about the title, God, Family, Football. Let's start with the God part, Pastor Denny. Tell me about Jesus in your life and the importance of your faith.
Well, I wouldn't be doing this coaching thing if it weren't for God. I tell the players all the time that if it weren't for the fact that we got to use this to disciple them and train them and pour the word of God into them, I certainly wouldn't be there. And the school wouldn't be there, for a matter of fact. In fact, I ask them all the time, I said, what is all of this discipleship and Bible study and prayer and worship have to do with football? And they'll shout back at me, absolutely nothing. And then I'd say, why are we doing this? And they said, so we can become better men. And I said, let me ask you, tell me the truth. Would you be here allowing me to disciple you if it weren't for this football team? And they said, well, probably not, coach. You know, so this gives me an opportunity to have a harvest of young men who give their lives to Christ and then hopefully walk out those principles that we're putting into their hearts from the word of God throughout the rest of their lives in every kind of situation and challenge and battle.
Pastor Denny, tell me about your faith in Jesus and when it started for you.
I had an encounter with Christ when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
That completely revolutionized me. It was what I call a release of the Spirit of God. I gave my life to Christ at an early age, but I'd kind of gotten to a place of being a little bit jaded. I was a pastor's kid, and I was doing all the right things. I was scared to death of God and scared to death of my dad. You know, he was the best man on the planet, yeah. But, you know, he really ruled with an iron fist. And I got to be 16. It was just kind of looking over the fence, you know, and wondering what was out there. And it was then that I had an encounter with Christ that completely revolutionized my life. In fact, I was sitting in this meeting with all of these other young people. Didn't even know the meeting existed until a guy told me at a track meet that afternoon. So here I am that night sitting with all of them, and they begin to worship and praise God. And I saw the joy that they had in their lives. And I said, God, please, whatever they have, that's what I want. And the Lord spoke to my heart so clearly, even as a young man, and said, you have it. You just don't know what you have. And there was this release of the Spirit of God into every area of my life. And so at that point, I thought, well, you know, I'm called to ministry, so I'm not going to play any more football. And Louisiana Tech offered me a scholarship. And I said, no, going to seminary, going to prepare for ministry. And they said, well, will you just come for one night and just go through the whole recruiting thing and watch Terry Bradshaw's last game? And so I said, well, yeah, I'll do that. I'd love to see Terry play, you know, his last college football game. And that wasn't disappointing. That was wonderful. And everyone was gracious and good to me there in that weekend visit. But none of it impressed me. What did impress me was at the end of the game, as I was standing there in the stands, watching the crowd disperse, that I saw these young people walking down a broad and wide path that emptied into destruction. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I've called you here to play football for my glory. Now, this is before, you know, any Tim Tebows. This is before, you know, any of that was which that was happening, or, you know, not right now. In fact, I didn't know what that meant, play football for my glory. But I went to Louisiana Tech, and while I was at Louisiana Tech, we saw a massive revival. We saw God shake that entire campus. And we began, I mean, things that I had no way of even being able to relate to. We would rent the swimming pool at the in the middle of the campus and have these great baptismals. And on Tuesday nights, you know, we'd have over 300 kids that would come, and they'd be baptized in the Holy Ghost and saved and transformed. And I mean, just wonderful, amazing things that happened there. And the Lord gave us an undefeated season and a national championship with me at quarterback. Now, what's really the second part of that is what's the miracle with me at quarterback? Because I was a wide receiver those first 2 years, and they switched me to quarterback. And when they did, I was very upset because I thought, you know, well, man, now, you know, I'm in the starting rotation at receiver. I'm going to go to fourth string quarterback here in the spring. And so I went in and I got on my knees, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, I put you there, and I'm going to give you an undefeated season for my glory. You're going to be able to share with the nation because you're going to have an undefeated season. All this comes to this, you know, 19-year-old mind of mine. And the first game, we barely slipped by the opponent, and they were the weakest opponent on our schedule. And I went into the coach and I said, look, don't move me. Leave me there because God's going to give us an undefeated season. And he thought I was crazy. He thought, you know, my cheese had slipped off my cracker. I mean, he looked at me. He goes, get out of my office, you know. And so I got out of the office, and sure enough, he left me where we were, and we won 12 games in a row. And at the end of that season, an ABC reporter came over and put his microphone in my face and said, well, by an undefeated season, first time in the history of Louisiana Tech, what do you have to say about that? I said, well, this whole season is because I asked God for an 11-0 season, and he gave us a 12-0 with this bowl game. And that just shows you what the Lord can do. And he stumbles away from me and goes to Roger Carr, who was the future all-pro receiver with the Baltimore Colts. And Roger had just had a powerful experience with Jesus in one of my meetings back in Ruston, that I was where I was ministering. And so he was just loaded, you know. And he said, well, what do you think about this season? He said, well, this season's about Jesus, sir. It's about Jesus, every bit of it. And the whole atmosphere of that team and that campus began to change before my very eyes, just seeing what the Lord was able to do. And so then I went, of course, I played 2 years of pro ball with the World Football League, but that also was a calling thing. I've never played any football or been involved in coaching football that I have not put it on the altar before God and ask him, this what is what you want me to do. And that's why I'm back, you know, Jason, being able to talk to you here about what God's doing, because the Lord told me he's going to give me another harvest. And I'm just here to see that happen.
Yeah, I just love that story. It's so wonderful. And I love the idea of being called. Is that something you do every year? Like, you know, you're coaching now and you've been coaching for a long time. Is that something that you still bring to the Lord before every year, every season, and say, okay, is this still where you want me to be?
I don't think there's a moment that I bring it to him. I think I'm an open book to the Lord. I hear his voice. The word of God, and I don't think that's special.
Yeah.
Because the word of God says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. So I think all of us as sheep, we hear God's voice because the Lord said we did. And so you know, I'm just open to the Lord. And I believe that I'm sensitive to his voice, that when it's time to stop. I was with the Washington Redskins, and it looked like it was going to be the easiest gig I'd ever had. Because I wasn't making any money at that point. You know, the World Football League had folded and made a lot of money there. But now I'm in the World Football League and, you know, I'm a rookie again. And, you know, I'm not making any money. And I'm the only one of that description in the camp. And the only job open is the third quarterback. So they've got Theismann, who's the second quarterback. Kilmer's the first quarterback. And then there's only one young guy. I'm it. So it looks like it's the easiest gig I'm going to have. I'm going to be in the NFL. And the Lord spoke to me on one morning just so clearly and said, this is your last day. And so I went in to Coach George Allen and I said, Coach, I'm leaving today. And he said, well, why are you leaving? He said, we're going to give you your big chance against Baltimore this weekend. I said, well, I'd love that. My former receiver in college is there. I'd really enjoy that. I said, but I got to go. And I began to explain to him why. Had a chance to pray with that wonderful leader before I left. But yes, it's important to stay sensitive to the voice of the Lord. And so I left the camp and I walked across the street there in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and got in my little sports car. And I sat there and said this to the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, you've used this. You've used this football thing as a platform to allow me to minister and to serve you. Now what I pray, because I'm not going to have that platform anymore as a player, is that I'm going to ask you to allow me to influence those that will have the platform. And I guess, Jason, that's what he's been doing ever since.
It appears that way, watching from afar, I'll tell you that, Pastor Denny Duran, because the platform that God has allowed you to have, not only does it lead to a lot of success, you know, 14 state championships and so many cool things. And you're a pastor, by the way, which we didn't even talk about. And we probably will at some point. And you're a minister. But then this opportunity with Amazon and Freevee comes along where they want to follow you and, you know, do a documentary basically on your team last season. And I watched the series, 6 episodes. It's really well done. And it takes you inside the mindset of a team that's Christ-centered, but still has its issues. And by the way, you didn't go undefeated and win a state title, which I kind of like about the documentary. It's not, it's real. You know, it's not just look at all the success when God gets all the glory. And it was real, Pastor Denny. But tell me about how it even came about, because it's something to say yes when you get a lot of cameras and people following you around, and it can do some interesting things to a team and a chemistry in that locker room. Yeah. Tell me about saying yes for this.
Well, there is a young man by the name of Aaron Benward who became a producer some years ago. I met him when he was 12 years old, and he would say through the years, he would say, I'm coming to do your story one day.
Wow.
And I said, well, what story is that? He said, well, the story of this football team and what you're doing there. He said, I just think it would be a great story. And we also collaborated on a few more things. I've written some movie scripts and that kind of thing. And so we've talked back and forth about different things that he was interested in. And mostly we're just close. He's just like another son to me. And I love him so much. His dad is one of my dear friends. And so he called me one day, about 3.5 years ago, he called me and he said, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm about to come out of retirement and coach a football team. He said, how are they doing? I said, they haven't won a game. Ugh. I said, we haven't won a game. He said, he said, when are you going to do that? I said, tomorrow. He said, oh my goodness. He said, this is the story I want to do. And so he brings his film crews in, and this was all Aaron Benward's vision and idea, every bit of it.
Wow. Wow.
And he's a young man of God. Last night, you know, we were together yesterday in Los Angeles, and he stayed last night so he could be in this amazing Beverly Hills prayer meeting that is going on there, where revival is just breaking out all over in Beverly Hills and Hollywood. It's just amazing. According, now I don't know this myself. This is what I'm being told by Aaron and Kenda,
yeah.
And they said it's just amazing what God's doing. So this is a young man of God, and so he came, and then he so believed in it, he put together a sizzle reel and he began to pitch it. Everybody turned us down, and it was always like right to the line, right to the limit. You know what it would be like being the last cut of a pro football team. You know?
Yes, sure.
So Amazon at the first said no, we can't, we want to do it, we can't do it, da da da. And then the second time around, they said, we want to do this. We've rethought this, and we want to do this show. And so, you know, the rest is history. They got it done. As they would say in Louisiana, they got her done.
That's right. Well, did you have any concerns about it? I mean, I know you trusted Aaron and the production, but like I said, having cameras around, I mean, I even was mm-hmm. watching it and thinking, you know, they didn't profile every player, obviously. There was, you know, five or six guys, certainly quarterback and wide receiver, the brothers and a few players. But there's other guys. There's lots of guys on the team that you have to get motivated to try and play football, that maybe there's some jealousy that could take place. A lot of things that could happen within a program when you're doing something like this. So what was that like?
Certainly valid points, because we considered all of that, but really felt like God had opened the door and we needed to move forward. Mm. So there was a lot of clarity, a lot of explanation to the guys. They had to understand that Aaron was not the final editor, and neither was I, but that these stories were going to be chosen by Amazon, and they wouldn't choose everybody. And there are some amazing stories in the can from last year that we thought maybe they might use, but we're like you. We just think they did an amazing job.
They did.
And it's not a dog and pony show. We're not trotting out the best version of ourselves. I mean, you know, our kids curse on the show and, you know, and get upset. And, you know, as they'd say in the South, they lose their religion. You know?
Yeah, it's real.
So,
it's real.
You know, it's real. It is. But that's evangel. That's evangel. We're not Little Lord Fauntleroy Academy, where only the rich and well-heeled are able to attend. We are an other side of the track private school. Do you know that we pray our we pray our payroll in still after all these years?
Wow.
You know that,
right?
You know that we pray in order to meet the needs that our school has. You know, we have that episode where we have this new field that's given to us. Well,
yes.
we were having to spend a lot of money on that field, just as a natural grass field, and we didn't have anything left. But you know that the half, we were able to pay half of it and then finance half of it. But the half of it we paid for was paid for by widows and by people that have always supported our program. Not the wealthy didn't pay for that. It was people that have just loved evangel and understood that we were going to be reaching now thousands of kids on that field, which we are, by the way. That field has become another bully pulpit. I mean, it's amazing how that's, you know, being used now all the time. But as far as just the description of our school, man, you know, we don't have kids sign that they're born again or that they believe the Bible. We just have always been evangelistic. And we feel like when a kid steps into this environment, he'll be transformed. And I'll tell you, Jason, the truth is, when you walk onto the property, you can feel the presence of God.
Hmm.
That's the glory of evangel, is that we have so welcomed him there that he comes and he's there. And you can feel his presence in a mighty and a powerful way. And man, it's so much fun to see these players now, how they're worshiping and how they're praying. And, you know, we went to a, do we have a drug and alcohol treatment center here, which is a live-in center. You know, guys come and they spend up to 6 months there, some longer.
Wow, yeah.
And we've had about 2,500 guys go through this center that we've operated for a long time. And so we went for a service. I took all the guys for a service to minister to those guys this past week. And I'm telling you, the roof came off that place as these guys worshiped, prayed, and sought God. And then we had four of our guys get up and give testimonies. Well, we have one kid on my team that honestly, I would never, if I was a betting man, giving you even money that he was going to make it another week here. He was just that kid that was always into everything else, not interested in spiritual things. I get out of my truck the next morning. This is just this past week. I get out of my truck the next morning. I'm walking into the dressing room of the field house before 7 o'clock. It's early. And all of a sudden, this big guy is right at my shoulder. And he said, "Coach." And then this is kind of the way he described what he was trying to get to. He said, "You know," he said, "I was sitting there yesterday and I was listening to everything that was going on in that service, Coach. And," he said, "I do bad things." He said, "A lot of bad things." And he said, "I don't do good things." And he said, "I ask God to help me do good things and not bad things." I said, "Well, let me tell you, you're not going to get there that way." Right. And he looked at me. I said, "The only way you can get there is for Jesus to come into your heart and to change you from the inside out." I said, "You can't change and then come to him."
That's right.
I said, "He's got to change it." And I said, "Now, do you want to ask Christ into your—" "Yes." And so before we, you know, I stood up and I'm standing with my arm around this big guy. And right there, he gives Jesus his life. And he has that unmistakable lifting of the countenance and the brightening of the eyes. And just this hope fills him. Well, then we walk right into the team room. We had this powerful time of worship. And then I call him up. And I was supposed to speak that morning. I never got around to it. But I called him up and I said, "You know, he's just given it." I said, I want him to give his testimony. He's just given his life to Jesus. And so he powerfully and simply, you know, not having even understood it 20 minutes before. And now he says, "I gave my life to Jesus Christ today." Big, good looking guy.
Amazing.
But like I said, he wasn't going to make it. I didn't think he was even going to make it on the team because he couldn't fit into the culture.
Yeah.
And then I just said, "How many of you guys now, you know, that you haven't really given your life to Jesus?" And then five more kids came up. Well, then the whole group prays for those kids.
Jeez.
To give their lives
wow.
to Christ. And so we're just having a move of the Holy Spirit. And that's all I'm interested in. I'm 71 years old. I've had a lot of rings, championship rings. I've had a lot of trophies that I've been a part of. I was able to start this program initially 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've always been, you know, I've been involved in coaching on and off for during that time. But this is the first time that I've been a head coach since that 30 year ago time. And all I can say is that right now, maybe the most fertile harvest time that I have personally experienced in all of my years using football as a platform to reach young men and to reach others across the country. And my goodness, we're not just reaching these young men.
Yeah.
Now we're on Amazon, for Pete's sake. What in the world, you know? What in the world?
Well, that's what I was going to say, Pastor Denny. It's like Amazon is a wonderful, obviously, platform. And I thought they did a great job. You know, initially you might think, "Oh, they edited this," or I didn't see much that took out anything. I mean, the name of the show is God, Family, and Football. So they got to leave the God part in. And my goodness, what a platform, because, you know, watching the parents praying in the locker room for their players, watching you at the end of every game, win or lose, bring those kids together and say, "Okay, we can either learn from this or we can get, you know, and we can learn and thank God either way. Thank God for the win or the loss, because we're going to learn something." It was just wonderful to watch. What's been the reaction? Because it came out September 1st, so we're talking here a month or so after it released. What's been the reaction? I'm sure you've heard from people all around that you didn't even know who got a chance to watch this.
We're just hearing positive things.
That's great.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think people brace themselves for seeing this sanitized treatment of our school. And you know, them knowing that these have to be teenagers. And then they go in and watch the show and they go, wow, that was real. You know,
very.
Nobody cleaned anything up.
Yep.
You know, it's just, it's the way it is. And that has probably been the thing that we've heard about more than any other, is the fact that when these kids were hurting, that they so openly and freely just shared their hurts and their wounds, whether they were father wounds or they were wounds about, you know, a mom being sick or whatever it was, you know, just the real hurt and pain and pathos of just life. You know, that's what this has become because of the, and the young man who, of course, everybody's young to me now, right? Jason, I mean, I'm 71, but the, one of the young men, the young man that actually did the stories, actually got in for, was on assignment for Amazon to get it. We had an opportunity to meet him. He came to Shreveport. And so Aaron had already met him. He wanted me to meet him. And so we sat down and he said this, he said, you know, he said, I don't believe like you, Pastor. I'm not a believer. Don't believe like you believe. Right. He said, when I watch all of this footage that I'm putting together, he said, it makes me wish I believed like you.
Wow.
And he said, what I'm going to tell you, and this is what he did. This is what he delivered. This is before he started really getting the project together. He said, what I'm going to tell you is that people who believe like you are going to love this story. He said, but people that don't believe like me are also going to love this story because they're going to find hope in it.
Wow.
And then he proceeded to do this from his secular point of view.
Sure.
In a magnificent manner, I thought. And I said, I gave him one word of caution. I said, well, here's the deal. I said, number one, I said, I'm 71 years old. I am not interested at all in being famous at this stage of my life. Okay. I said, not interested at all.
Right.
I said, all I've done is share the message of Christ. And so I said, I'm only in this. You guys, so you have to understand, I'm only in this to be able to give the witness that comes from it. So here's the deal. You got to leave the miracles in. And he goes, what do you mean by that? I said, and I pointed out a couple of things. He said, oh, he said, of course. He said, that's what makes this show different. And so he kept his word. And I saw what people ever said, people think, because I have a little bit of a background in doing stuff like, you know, productions. So my friends go, well, you did such a good job. I said, no. I didn't do any of this. I didn't do any of it. This was all put together. And then when it was totally finished, I saw it earlier than everybody else.
Sure.
But I saw it just like everybody else. So, yes, I mean, my hat's off to Amazon and to their people and everything that they've done. And here's the other thing I want to say, is that from their publicity department, marketing, everything, these are the classiest, most gracious, kind, wonderful people to work with. I can't say enough about their organization. And I hope they follow through with the plans that we discussed when we first started doing this. And that was that this would be the first of many to come, of a whole tranche or whatever that division of entertainment that would be faith and family. And I hope they follow through with that, because I think they're the ones to do it.
Yeah. And they did such a great job. By the way, I know the Bible talks about this too. Like, we want to be excellent at what we do. This was an excellent show.
Well, you would know that coming, and you would know that coming from your background. And that means a lot coming from you. You are in entertainment, and thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I'll pass that along.
Yes, please do. My last question for you. I know our time is limited. You're in the middle of the season, still coaching and everything, but you're also a pastor. Can you just share, how the heck are you doing this, Pastor Denny, where you're pastoring and coaching?
I'm not the pastor now.
Okay.
They call me, the kids are all comfortable calling me pastor, so I don't care what they call me, So they call me pastor.
So you're not at the pulpit every Sunday preaching at church anymore?
No, my son has the church. Dr. D-Rod Duran, that's a good name, isn't it?
That's a good name.
D-Rod.
Yeah, Triple D.
He was a great athlete here at Evangel. He was a state championship quarterback. Saban offered him a scholarship as a quarterback to LSU. How about that?
Wow.
He turned it down, went and played shortstop and second base at Pepperdine University, and then played 1 year in the Texas Rangers organization. He was the everyday shortstop in the short A league. And, he loved sports. But then the Lord really got a hold of his life, and he got his education, he got his doctorate and all of that. But more than that, he got his doctorate in the Holy Ghost. God just did a work in his life and in his wife's life. And they're leading this church with such wisdom and clarity and such thought. You know, we're different. I wake up every morning with my hair on fire. Still right now, I'm more excited about life than I've ever been in my life. And then he is also an exciting, wonderful man. But he is a guy who makes sure that every detail is planned. When I was the pastor here for over 25 years, all my staff had whiplash. I mean, it was just like, now we're going here. Oh, now this is what we're going to do this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to move here. You know, and they're just trying to keep up with me, right?
Yeah.
And now his staff, they are just so absolutely focused and doing an amazing job. And I've been, as far as my pastoral responsibilities, I told him, I said, I'll be like bullpen help.
Right.
You know, I said, I've been doing this so many years. If you want me to preach on Sunday morning, and you don't hesitate to call me on Sunday morning, an hour before. I said, I've got 50 years of messages. I said, I can grab one and, and come and throw a few pitches. And so, you know, if he doesn't, you know, give me one of those and pull me in, then I'm not doing anything here at the church.
Sure.
Except one of the things that I do is just have the opportunity to hang out a lot with my pastor. I really love my pastor.
Yeah.
And so I get a chance to hang out with him and to hear his ideas. And he's always asking me about things, always, always running about me. Dad, what do you think? What would you do? I said, what would you do? He says, well, I kind of like this. I said, that's what I do.
That's it easy. That's right.
And so I've been to two staff meetings in 4 years.
Wow.
And these kids are killing it. They're doing the best job ever.
I love
and
it.
Guess what I get to do? I get to coach football. I coach the Eagles.
You get to coach and football and cheer. You're always, once a pastor, always a pastor. You're just in a different form of pastoring now as a head coach. Yeah. The show on Amazon, by the way, God Family Football. It's streaming for free on Freevee, which is on the Amazon Prime app. That's where I watched it. And he is Pastor Denny Duran, the head coach at Evangel Christian Academy. Pastor Denny, thank you. This was wonderful. I hope we can do it again sometime, maybe even see you in person sometime and shake your hand. But congratulations on it.
I wish you'd come down for a game.
We got to do
down
that.
For a game.
We got to figure that out. We'll do a story on Sports Spectrum.
I'll take you to eat the best food you ever had.
Oh, right boy. Here. All right. Well, count me in, Pastor Denny. Count me in. Hey, thanks for being here on the show. We really appreciate it.
Bless you.
How great was that with Pastor Denny Duran, the head coach at Evangel Christian Academy? God, family, and football. That is what I wished all football programs were about, but that is what the Evangel Christian Academy High School program is about, and Denny Duran is their head coach. You can watch the series, God, Family, Football. It's 6 episodes. They're about 35 minutes each, so not too long, not a large investment, but I watched all 6. It was fantastic. It's free right now on the Amazon Prime app in the Freevee series, Freevee. On Amazon Prime app. If you go to Amazon, just search God, Family, and Football. You will find it and you'll be able to watch it streaming for free on the Amazon Prime app. God, Family, and Football. Many thanks to Denny Duran for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. I could talk to that guy all day. And now we got to figure out a way to get to Shreveport, Louisiana and go to a game and hang out with Pastor Denny and the program down there. I think I owe my team a call to figure out a way to maybe do a story on this amazing program at Evangel Christian Academy. Thanks again to Pastor Denny for being here today on Sports Spectrum. Thank you as well for tuning in. Hey, I want to remind you, around this time of year, as you're thinking about a holiday idea, holiday gift idea, to consider the Sports Spectrum magazine. Sports Spectrum's magazine's been around since 1985. It's faith-filled content. The gospel is presented in every magazine, and it's clean. It's family-friendly. If you're looking for a gift for someone you love who loves sports and loves Jesus, maybe that child in your life that loves sports, can't get enough of sports, and they want a gift that would help them grow as a person, well, consider the Sports Spectrum magazine. In fact, The next issue of the Sports Spectrum magazine, our winter issue, is coming out soon, and it has Dude Perfect on the cover. We got a chance to sit down with Dude Perfect, find out their Jesus story. You talk about influence with Dude Perfect. Hundreds of millions of subscribers to their YouTube channel. Kids around the world love Dude Perfect. Well, we want to tell their Jesus story a little bit. And that's what we're going to be doing in the next issue of the magazine. So subscribe now to the Sports Spectrum magazine. If you subscribe to a one-year subscription, we also want to give you a little bonus, 15% off, 15% off a one-year subscription to Sports Spectrum's magazine. Simply put the code PODCAST15 when you enter in. So Sports Spectrum's magazine, when you check out on the website, put the code PODCAST15, PODCAST15, and you're good to go for a Sports Spectrum magazine subscription. You can join there at sportsspectrum.com. Thank you again for tuning in. We love you guys, and we'll hopefully see you next time with a brand new episode on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.